This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
Taxes. We don't pay no stinking taxes, says Verizon, as the 99% cry foul.
Verizon has been identified as one of the country's worst tax dodges. Between 2008 and 2010, Verizon actually received $951 million net in federal tax refunds, our public dollars, making their effective federal tax rate average to 3% or less. So an outraged coalition decided to occupy Verizon headquarters to call attention to the fact that corporations like Verizon, GE, Bank of America, and others are not paying their fair share of taxes, juxtaposed with the time when the minimum wage is too low to permit people to pay their bills and feed their families.
The occupiers came to say corporate tax dodgers like Verizon, that made over $25 billion in pre-tax U.S. income and paid $173 million in compensation to their top five executives, with $56 million going to their CEO alone, and spending $52 million lobbying for obscene while at the same time. Since 2008, laying off 20,000 employees. And of course, we'll hear from the new sports franchise in the course of the demonstration, the tax dodgers.
We are the 99%! We are the 99%! We are the 99%!
I'm with the executive director of United New York. You are?
Camille Rivera.
Tell us what brings you to the Verizon building today. What's the correlation of the 99% and what's happening with Verizon?
Verizon is the 1%, right? They have, over the last 3 years, raked in billions of dollars in profits, but the way that the laws are, they're not paying enough taxes. And we're here to say that they need to go out there and they need to pay their fair share so that vital services and jobs can be created and that everybody has to pay their fair share to create jobs and build a better economy.
Can you tell me what you mean by fair share? What are they not doing specifically? Are they paying zero?
I think there's subsidies, for example, for over the last 3 years, because of tax loopholes and a number of different subsidies, when you look at their books, they actually don't pay anything. They actually get exempted and they get all these tax breaks and tax subsidies, which actually balances their budget enough so they don't pay anything. So we're in the situation where while someone that's making less than $80,000 a year, less than $40,000, less than $30,000 a year are paying more taxes than people like Verizon and people like Ivan Seidenberg, who is the chair of the board, it's just an unfair balance. And that's something that we're here to talk about. If you think about Mitt Romney and the fact that he pays less than, now we know, 13% of taxes because of capital gains, that's also a real problem. And we're here to share light about that. So it's Verizon, GE, Bank of America, all these big corporations need to start paying their fair share. They need to start actually contributing to an economy that they are actually reaping the benefits from.
Thank you. I'm with Bob Masters, political director of CWA. What is the correlation between still the workers trying to get a decent contract and the demonstration in front of the Verizon building at Barclay Street today?
Well, you know, what we're trying to point out today is that the way Verizon treats their employees is very much the way they treat the public, which is they're trying to rip them off. And, you know, we're at the bargaining table. They're trying to do away with good middle-class jobs. At the same time, they're making literally billions and billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, and managing to pay no taxes at all. So there's a consistency, unfortunately, between how they treat the public and how they treat the employees.
Bob, how did you find out about the issue with the taxes? And what do you mean, no taxes at all? Can you flesh that out a little bit more for us?
They have utilized an array of tax loopholes, which I'm not sure we even completely understand, to avoid paying taxes completely between 2008 and 2010, in a time period where they earn tens of billions of dollars. And, you know, this is what the big-time accountants for these Fortune 50 companies do. They figure out every loophole there is, and that's what Verizon's gotten away with.
And can you tell us more about the status of the contract negotiations as the Verizon workers now for many months have effectively been without a contract?
Fortunately, the workers are working under the old contract, so in that respect, it hasn't been terrible for our members, but we're not making progress in negotiations. We are, with actions like this, intensifying our mobilization against Verizon and hoping, you know, in the next, you know, weeks and months that the Verizon will see the light and we'll be able to push them to a decent contract.
Thanks for speaking with us.
Okay.
I'm with Michael Stewart, United New York. They have gorgeous scarves they have, fighting for a city that works for all, bright red scarves. Michael, you actually laid out some of the content of this flyer,
yes,
which talks about the tax bill and Verizon. But could you lay out for us some of the content of this, explain more about Verizon, billions in taxes, pay immediately?
Sure. The message we're trying to get across here on this flyer is that Verizon, over the course of 3 years, has made lots and lots of profit. We're talking $25 billion in pre-tax U.S. income, both from their wireline business and their wireless business in the U.S. And they've paid their executives hundreds of millions of dollars over the course of those 3 years, including $56 million to their CEO, Ivan Seidenberg, at the time alone. Our message is that instead of paying their executives hundreds of millions of dollars and finding every single tax loophole in the book to try to get out of paying taxes, they should be paying their fair share and contributing to building our society so that we can actually have the services and the things that people need.
What else has Verizon done?
Since 2008, they've laid off over 20,000 employees. And while doing that, they've paid a negative tax amount. In other words, they've gotten $951 million back from the government while also laying off over 20,000 workers.
Who in government do we hold responsible for these subsidies, really?
These who don't we hold responsible, I guess, is a better question. Really, it's about making a tax code that's fairer, that will tax corporations their fair share, make the wealthy pay their fair share, and allow those who are working people, middle class people, to actually make money and stay in the middle class.
And precisely how much have they gotten back in subsidies they've paid no taxes?
Right.
What about
so
the subsidies?
Over the course of 3 years, from 2008 to 2010, they've received $951 million in tax refunds from the federal government.
Thank you for speaking with us today.
Welcome.
Well, I'm with Margaret Pasley, United New York, also one of these beautiful red scarves that say, fighting for a city that works for all. Why are you here amongst all of these financial edifices here looming over us in front of the Verizon building?
I'm here to send a message to all the tax dodgers that there is, to all the companies that is not paying their fair share of taxes. That's the reason why I'm out here, sending a message, you know, because Verizon is one of the main ones that collects so much money, over $32 billion between 2008 and 2010, and have not paid a penny in taxes. So I'm here to tell them to pay their fair share of taxes. Because of Verizon not paying their taxes, my job has changed and over. And because of that, I'm actually without a job because I chose not to go to the other job. I choose to stay because of my seniority with the job that I am. But I don't have any work. They don't have any work to give me, and it's unfair. If Verizon had paid their taxes, our present Governor Cuomo would not have to cut health care. Every time the budget is being fixed, health care is on the cutting board. So I'm sending a message to Verizon and all other GE, Chase, Morgan, to tell them to pay their fair share of taxes. We need jobs in New York City. Less jobs is here. So pay your taxes so we all can earn a fair living.
Could you explain more what you mean by your job? I'm not sure I understand.
Okay, I'm a healthcare worker.
Uh-huh.
And the governor, because he redesigned the Medicare bill, it has changed. There's no more city cases. So what the city cases have been transferred over to managed care, and managed care is private sector. Private sector does not give their workers vacation, sick time, and pension. So I choose to stay with the city with a few cases that they have. So today I may work, and tomorrow I may not work.
Thank you for speaking
You're
with
welcome.
Us. I'm with Paola, who I understand is a CUNY student. What CUNY entity are you with?
I'm going to Baruch College.
So what brings you here today? What do you care about the issues of Verizon and what they do or don't do?
What I care about is that I can't believe, I think it's inhuman and it's insane that companies like Verizon are getting millionaire break taxes. while I am facing a hike in my tuition, and I am not able to afford for my tuition. Like, for example, I still owe money from the last semester, and I don't know where the money is going to come from for my next semester. I think it's inhuman that as a student, as a mom, I have to choose whether I am going to feed my family or if I am going to be able to afford to pay my tuition. Because as you know, we all have dreams, we have aspirations to get a degree, to be able to have better jobs. But if we cannot afford college, because, for example, we don't have daycare services or everything is so expensive right now, it's impossible to fulfill that dream. And I believe that we have, as New Yorkers, to stand up together against this situation, because we are New Yorkers. And if we fail, New York is going to fail. All people in New York is more important than bigger corporations.
How much is the tuition increase that you're facing?
Okay, the tuition in CUNY is stipulated to be increased by 35% within the following 5 years. It means that my semester was 3 months ago, $2,500, and now I am paying $3,000, basically.
And for you, does that tip the balance in terms of your education?
I am really happy with the education that I am getting at CUNY, but trust me, I cannot afford it. Even though it is a public school and it's the only option that I have, it's becoming more impossible for me to get a college degree.
Now, are you inspired by the fact that today we have workers' groups, we have student groups, we have community groups, all have come together here to say that it's unfair what the corporations get versus what the people who really create the wealth and have the potential to create more, like yourself as a student, get?
Yeah, I think that is very important that everybody stand united, because basically this is affecting everybody, like workers, students, families. We are all the same, because at the end, we are the working people. We are the working class in New York City. And it doesn't matter if you're a student, if you're a mom. We are all facing the same issues, and we have to stand united.
Paola, you're going to be a great educator yourself someday. You already are. Thanks for being here. Okay, I'm with a Dodger. I love it. I love it. Baseball players, we got the bats, we got the whole uniforms. Dodger, who are you? What is going on here?
I am one of the integral parts to Verizon's success. I help Verizon dodge taxes and bankrupt the country so that they can fatten their bottom line and make more in profits every year. Verizon, between 2008 and 2010, made $32.5 billion in profits, and they paid the government $0 in taxes. I paid more money to the government in taxes on my last paycheck than Verizon has done in the last 3 years.
And how many Dodgers are there?
We have 9 of us all together.
How much do the 9 of you control in this economy?
We, I think all together, you know, it's billions of dollars we're making in profits every year. Ivan Seidenberg, who's our boss, we're very loyal to him. He made $32 million in 2010. So, you know, we're very happy to work for someone who's been so successful, and you know, he treats us very well. We some people call us lobbyists. We like to think of ourselves as tax dodgers, but you know, we make a good return on his investments.
And in your other persona, you are?
I am just an organizer for United New York.
And where did you get this wonderful creative idea of the uniforms, the draft dodges?
Well, we got it from Gan Galan, who's our artist extraordinaire. I met him through Occupy Wall Street. He's done a lot of really creative stuff around economic injustice and tying art into it, and it's just really a, kind of an amazing concept, and we're hoping that we can use it again against other corporations who dodge taxes, like General Electric and Wells Fargo and Bank of America and all the other corporations that are bankrupting our country.
Well, we certainly hope you hit a home run.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Great.
Yeah, how much money I made last year, boys?
Put the mic to him!
$32 million! But now those greedy guys would
the union crying about keeping their pensions and their health care. That means less money for us.
No way. No way.
No more. Plus, since we don't pay taxes anymore, there's even more money we get to keep as profit.
Yeah. Like that.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, profit, you know, we got to keep on making more profit, right?
I could count on you boys. Yeah.
Why? Just look at the record. You're breaking new records every year. Look at the stats. Between 2008 and 2010, Verizon made $32 billion. That's billion. And we paid nothing in Texas.
According to my calculations, boss, Verizon should have paid the government over $10 billion.
Right. Instead, we just dropped a measly $50 million on lobbyists and poof, taxes disappeared. We've got a tax return. Can you believe it? Actual taxpayers had to pay us money. I tell you, boys, it's unbelievable how we're doing here. They paid us money.
We paid nothing at all.
Oh, you gotta love the free market, boys.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Now, let's play ball. Who's up?
I'll give it a swing. Because of my high batting average, everyone's talking about cutting Social Security. Get ready, Grandma. This one's for you.
Powerball!
Buddy here is dressed up as tax dodgers.
I'm calling you out on the 99%! I work for a living. I earned my money. I paid my taxes.
What's your excuse?
It's time for you to pay your taxes now. Okay, what are we going to do? We got to call this guy out, right?
That's fine. All the money I saved, I brought myself a pretty deep bench. Who's next?
Right here, boss.
All right, this time, son, just aim for the loopholes.
You got it.
Because of my killer swing, governments are strapped for cash. So public university students have to pay more for tuition. I'm going to knock this generation into a whole new world of debt. Crap!
You went to CUNY when it was free, at the taxpayers' expense. But now that you hit it big, you don't want to pay your taxes so others can do the same. Now hardworking students like me are going to have to take their entire lifetime to pay off debt. What do you say? Call them out!
Got this! Batter up!
Alright, go get him.
Because of the pounding I give him, the federal government can't rescue people whose houses are underwater. Watch me while I steal home.
Health care. Therefore,
Patients can no longer receive quality care. Watch out, sickos. This one's going to be a grand slam.
Yeah, sickos. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Nice hit.
What?
Because of you, my job has been turned around. I am a 99%. I pay my taxes. I'm a healthcare worker. Every time the budget has to be fixed, they cut healthcare. So, you're out.
And the other unions that are here besides CWA members. We are still at the table with Verizon after all this time, and they are still pushing concessionary demands at the table. And the only thing that's going to stop that, the only thing that's going to move this company, is membership mobilization like this. So we're going to be asking, and I know that I can come to 140 West Street anytime and I'll get member mobilization. But we need more than that. We need every loco, every member, to guarantee us 4 hours every week so that we can tell this company that it's not just me and the bargaining team and these community organizations that are not happy with them, but it's the folks that work for them. It's the members of CWA that are saying, hey, it's time to give us a contract. It's time to listen to the bargaining team that we elected to go there and bargain a contract. Brothers and sisters, you know, they're treating you and our bargaining team at the bargaining table with no respect, with contempt. But they treat the public with contempt. So thank you. Thank you for being here. This is the way we're going to get a contract, but we need more mobilization.
We are 99%! We are 99%! We are 99%!
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.